Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings. From premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts, start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Happy Friday, and thanks to all of you for being with us. I know it's been the throat week. I've had a allergy attack, and I think now I have a sinus infection, at least according to my doctor. Hopefully be better by Monday. I apologize for the voice. Glad you're with us. Happy Friday. 800-941-SEAN is our number. You want to be a part of the program. You know, a really cool moment happened the other night. And I've been pointing out on this program, you know, adding politics to sports is just an awful, it's a bad idea. And we're missing one of the biggest opportunities as a country, as a society, that naturally brings people of all backgrounds, all races, all socioeconomic classes, et cetera, upbringings together. I mean, think about this. You go to, it doesn't matter what your home team is, whatever it happens to be, but, you know, people are passionate, whether it's college sports or professional sports. They love their team. They love their home team. You know, we have enough stress in our day-to-day life. We love to, you know, go to a football game, a basketball game, a baseball game. You just love it. And, you know, with the few exceptions, you know, look at what MLB, the dopey commissioner, who knows absolutely nothing about voting laws, you know, strips Georgia of the All-Star game and ships it out to Colorado, which, by the way, has, like, I think a 9% minority population, based on lies told by Joe Biden and Stacey Abrams about the Georgia election law. In Georgia, there's 17 days of in-person early voting. And in Joe's state that he's represented 5,000 years, there's not one. In Joe's state, there's not one lockbox. In Georgia, every precinct has a lockbox. Both states require voter ID. And you must provide an excuse in Delaware, not Georgia, if you want to vote absentee. The most restrictive in the country. That's Joe's state. Never once as president, never once as senator for 50 years lifted a finger to make voting more accessible for the people of Delaware. And he's got the unmitigated gall and nerve to call Georgia's voting law, which is far more inclusive, which is far makes voting far more accessible, Jim Crow 2.0. And then Major League Baseball. You know, without any knowledge of any of this, clearly it was done out of pure ignorance or it wouldn't have been done, just strips Georgia of what would represent $100 million to the Georgia economy. Now, I say Joe Biden, Stacey Abrams, they owe the people of Georgia a huge apology because their big lie hurt an innocent state. And we're going to get lectures from Joe on voting accessibility. No, thank you. It's up. And then you got the same thing, you know, with the NBA. Now the NBA is getting political. Okay. Well, it's not serving them well in the ratings. They're not even getting 9 million, 8 million people to watch finals for crying out loud. I think the last season they had 5.6 million viewers for the final NBA game, championship game. That is a ratings disaster for sports. You can't even justify any rights fees for those numbers, to be frank. And then you've got, you know, all started with Kaepernick and the NFL and taking a knee. And you know, well, we're not coming out of the locker room until the anthem is already sung and so on. And what they're missing here is this, is that you have people of all races, all backgrounds, all different sectors of society coming together with a shared passion for their team. How many of you have experienced what I've experienced? You go to a game, you know, your home team, every, you know, most people cheering for the home team, and you're like something great. Somebody hits a grand slam. You're like high-fiving people you never met before. You know, you're talking to people you never met before about, you know, how what you like about the team, what you don't like about the team. You know, it's an opportunity to bring people together. And now, by politicizing it, you're ruining that opportunity. And I have no doubt, now, if players, with the influence that they have, and people look up to them, if there is a passion or a cause or a charity that they want their fans to be a part of, I guarantee, without lecturing them, say, you know, I'm donating, you know, $100,000 to this cause. I'm donating to this. Can you match a dollar? I bet you people would do it in droves. Better schools, safer neighborhoods, whatever it happens to be. And, you know, hockey's not doing it. UFC's not doing it. I don't see boxing doing it. And it's just alienating people. And I'll tell you, there's going to be, not because I don't support boycotts, I don't call for boycotts, but I found, like, I'm now I was less interested the last 2 years in the NFL than I've been in a long time. I went through a period where I wasn't interested, but then I got interested again. Now, I will admit, when Drew Brees was facing off against Tom Brady, and then Aaron Rodgers was facing off against Tom Brady, and Tom Brady was in the Super Bowl, I was very interested. The storyline couldn't keep me away. But it's, you know, we're hurting. This is the greatest opportunity. The guy that got this right was Robert Kraft, because Robert Kraft told his players in New England Patriots, and I met Robert Kraft a couple of times. I've had long conversations with him. He's a smart guy. This guy is really bright. And he said he told his players, you know, there are a lot of people that have a lot of different opinions on a lot of issues. He goes, I'll tell you what I'll offer to all of you that play on my team. And he said, I'll match you dollar for the charity that you want to partake in, and not politicize things on the field. And his players agreed. And he'd go out into you know, various parts of New England and help the players out in their charities. And he stood by his promise. It was pretty cool. Anyway, so something special happened the other night. It was game 6. The Islanders were leading. They're playing the Boston Bruins. Whenever there's anything New York versus Boston, it's like, you know, it doesn't get any better than that. Because Boston fans hate New York. New York fans hate Boston fans. That's the way it is. Do they really hate each other? No, they just like their team more than the other team. And it's what we call a rivalry, gridiron game, whatever. So the Islanders now are up 3-2 in the series. They're back at the Nassau Coliseum, which was a great homecoming for the Islanders because they hadn't been playing there. They're building a new facility at Belmont Park, of all places, and I hear it's going to be great. I actually was talking to Eddie Westfall, the former captain of the Islanders. He's such a nice guy. I met Bobby Nystrom, such a nice guy. And these were the great Islanders of old, when I used to cheer for the Broad Street Bullies. There's a long story behind that one. But anyway, so there is this, the woman that's singing the Star Spangled Banner, her name is Nicole Raviv, I think is how you pronounce her last name. Beautiful voice, stunning, incredible voice. She starts singing the Star Spangled Banner. And then the crowd takes over. And she let the crowd take over. I've watched Garth Brooks perform, and I've watched him in interviews, and he says, there's nothing cooler when your fans are singing your songs back to you. And he would let people, you know, if he's singing The Dance or, you know, if tomorrow never comes, or some songs, you know, Friends in Low Places, Thunder Rolls, then when the crowd or the stadium sings it back to you, there's nothing better. Anyway, just listen to this moment and tell me if you don't get goosebumps like I got.
And now, please join Nicole Revive as we sing together our national anthem.
How cool was that? The people took it and they ran with it. People all backgrounds. They have a shared passion. Their team. Islanders, by the way, won. They probably, that was it for Boston. They're like, oh man, this crowd is way into this game. We're not gonna win this. And they ended up winning with two empty net goals, 6-2. They're now playing Tampa Bay in the next series. But I mean, you know, I know that there's all the wokeness and there's critical race theory that divides us. Now, more and more states are saying, no, we're not doing this. But people are genuinely good. I go back to, I've used this phrase, I've overused it. You've heard me say it before. I apologize for saying it again, but it's worth repeating in my view. You know, my friend Barry Farber, he was on talk radio till his 90th birthday. 90 years, one of the great pioneers of talk radio, used to always say, there's never been a country in the history of mankind that has accumulated more power and abused it less. And I add to it, and I have no right to add to it, but I do. I learn from the best. There's never been a country in the history of mankind that has accumulated more power, abused it less, and used its power to advance the human condition. It doesn't mean this is a perfect country, that it's been a perfect country. The beauty of our framers and our founders is this. They created a system where we can right wrongs and correct injustices. It was built that way on purpose, not by accident. Natural law endowed by our creator, not government. Not government rights. Rights come from God and predicated on a belief they're all created by God. And that there's never been a country greater than this one. Socialism has been tried under every name and manifestation you can think of, and it always overpromises and delivers nothing. Sets people up for failure, this idea that everything's free. There's no track record that's going to ever work because it always fails. Schools, law and order, Social Security, Medicare, Obamacare, all failed. Now we're going to believe they're going to give us healthy food and free child care and free child education and free college. It's not going to work. We're free. And it's like the land of the free and the home of the brave, not the home of the woke and afraid. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Listen, all right, corporate taxes up. Gas prices now on average around the country up $1 since Joey's become president. Everything you pay for is costing more. Not good. You need to find any way you can save money. I'm offering you the exact same service as you get with big carriers like AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. The exact same coverage, the exact same cell towers, using the exact same phone and phone number, and you start saving 50% off your first month with Pure Talk USA. They have more plans than the big carriers. Unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. And on top of that, the average family is saving over $800 a year for the exact same service, the exact same. It's crazy not to switch. It takes 2 minutes of your time. Just dial #250 on your cell. Say the keyword, save now. #250 on your cell. Say the keyword, save now, from our friends at Pure Talk USA.